The last has not been heard of the shocking disappearance of an Amala seller and her children at their restaurant on Alasia Magida Road in the Ayobo Ipaya LCDA of Alamasho LGA. Recall that Alamasho Today had reported how a food seller and her apprentices disappeared after a customer recognized them as ghosts. In case you missed it, Amala joint owned by ghosts, discovered in Ayobo Ipaja. This time, a neighbor of the ghost family who lived in the same apartment as them has shared his personal experience, giving details of events preceding the disappearance of the Amala joint owner and her children. In a now viral video, the neighbor, who says he has lived with her in the same compound for 19 months, said he noticed strange behavior on her part, 2 weeks before the now popular incident occurred. "I noticed a change in their character. They stopped talking to us. They told my wife to stop greeting them. They even told children who come to the house to stop greeting them. Along the line, my wife told me that these people are not ordinary people. But I started seeing that during the holiday, they don't travel, and nobody visits them. They don't even have a house. They told the caretaker that they wanted a shop, and they were living in the shop. During the dry season with the heat, I noticed that these four adults were sleeping in the shop without windows and the doors were closed too. On two occasions, I saw a customer fighting them because he greeted them and they refused to answer. They do not make use of mirrors. I noticed that they were very careful about calling each other by name, and they speak in a language I have never heard before," he narrated. While responding to insinuations that the family disappeared when someone identified them as ghosts, he said it is not true, adding that they left the shop in a manner he has not yet come to fathom. "On December 31st, that was the last time I saw them. I went for crossover service and came back around past 1 after the prayers. Their generator was still on, and there was no sign that they were packing. There was this big table they use in selling food, but it was too big to enter their shop. I still saw the table when I came back. Only for me to wake up by 9 a.m., but discovered that they had left. It was not possible for them to move the table because the key to the gate is still with me. There is no way they would have packed their load within that time. Even up till now, I am still surprised," he declared. "Up until this time, the shop is still locked." Watch the video as posted by IJessaikun TV below.